On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us the story of a coach who had started acting like his players. Or maybe it was the opposite. Either way, it led to disappointment.
A while back, I attended a corporate dinner where a local coach was the keynote speaker. The audience was full of admirers, all of whom had paid to attend this event, some of whom had driven upwards of an hour to be there. They were his disciples. They shared in the belief that he could do no wrong, and they were eager to learn why the season had ended in disappointment. The poor ending to the season, the coach said, was due to his players playing for themselves and not for the team. That about midway through the season, their attitude turned, and the team was no longer good enough for them. Rather than doing what they were coached to do, they did what they thought would elevate themselves. The coach watched it happen, he said, and was unable to stop it. He didn't have the roster depth to remove these players. Now, throughout the talk, he expressed thanks and gratitude to this room full of supporters, but his tone and his body language said something quite different. They said, "I wish I didn't have to do this. This isn't worthy of my time. I wish I wasn't here." And then he took questions, and a couple of questions were about topics he had just covered. Others asked questions that the coach felt related to some of his previous comments. And each time the coach felt the question was not up to par or was something he was unworthy of discussing, considering how popular and how busy he was, he belittled the person asking the question with a rude comment. The audience turned and laughed at the questioner. I could relate to those asking the questions. They were nervous and had probably thought of these questions prior to the event, or that they had heard part of a previous answer and unwittingly asked a similar question. Now, back in the day, I taught presentation skills, and one of the cardinal rules I taught was to never belittle the audience or an audience member, because the audience can turn on you. And that's exactly what happened to me. I felt so bad for these people. They were being made fun of by a local hero in front of their friends, and it infuriated me. I unwittingly turned to those at my table, gestured towards the coach, and said, perhaps too loudly, "That guy is a..." Well, it's unrepeatable, but it rhymes with bass pole. The coach acted bothered to be there, uninterested in his fans, his supporters, his disciples. The banquet room was full of people who would do anything to help this man and were proud of their affiliation with him and his team, and he acted above it all, to the point of belittling people who had traveled and paid and dressed nicely for this night, a big night on their calendar. He acted too good for this group. He was behaving exactly like his players that he had described in his opening comments. Or maybe his players had started acting like him. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.